chapter 4, Mishnah 5, Makalef So'erim, if a person is husking barley, he's removing the husks from the barley, Makalef Achas Achas Vo'eichel, so he can husk them one at a time and then eat them. As he husks one, he can eat it, and that is still considered a chance meal, and that would be okay. Vim Kilef, but if he husks several together, V'nasen L'Sochiyadoi, and then he holds them together in his hand, Chav, he now has to take the appropriate tithes before he eats it. Hamoilel Mlilo Shel Chitim, if one is rubbing parched ears of wheat between his fingers to remove the chaff, Menapim Yad Liyad, he can pass them from hand to hand to shake off the chaff, Vo'eichel, and then he can eat the grain without first tithing them. This is still considered a chance meal. V'mnipa V'nasim L'Sochaykoi, but if he then sifts them and puts them into his lap or his pocket in order to eat them later, Chav, he is now liable that he has to tie them before he eats them. Kuspar, if a person has coriander, Shezra Lezera, and he sows it for its seed. The reason that he's planting it, he's sowing it, is not for the plant itself, but he wants to get more seeds. Yeraka Pater, so if a person wants to snack off its leaves, then he can snack off its leaves without first tithing it. Zra la yarak, but if a person is planting it for the actual plant itself, misaseres zera v'yarak, now he has to tithe both the seed and the plant. In this case over here, the seeds are subsidiary to the plants, and therefore he has to tithe both. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Asheves misaseres zera v'yarak v'zirim. Rebbe Eliezer says, in the case of dill, which is an aromatic herb, the seed, the plant, and the thin stalks must all be tithed of this plant, of the dill. V'chachomim omrim, but the sages say, Eino misaser zera v'yarak, both the seeds and the plant are tithed only in the case ela hashchalim v'gargir bilvad, the case of pepper, wort, and yeruka. These are which is a kind of mustard-like plant. So these two, the seeds and the plant, are tithed. But the sages disagree with Rebbe Eliezer that in the case of dill, the seed and the plant and the stalks must be tithed. The Karti brings at the end over here that the halacha follows the sages.